with SRN News, I'm John Scott. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says President Trump has invited him to visit the White House on February the 4th. This will make Netanyahu the first foreign leader to visit Washington in Trump's second term. The visit comes as the U.S. is pressuring Israel and Hamas to continue a ceasefire that has paused a devastating 15-month war in Gaza. Netanyahu is likely to encourage Trump not to hold up weapons deliveries the way the Biden administration did. The Justice Department has fired employees who worked on criminal investigations into President Trump.
The firings affected career prosecutors who worked on Special Counsel Jack Smith's team, and the action reflects President Trump's determination to purge the government of workers he perceives as disloyal. The move was made even though rank-and-file prosecutors, by tradition, remain in their positions across presidential administrations and are not punished for working on sensitive investigations.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. Also at town hall, SRNNews.com, Florida will hold two special elections on Tuesday to replace President Trump's national security advisor, Mike Waltz, and former Representative Matt Gaetz.
The winners of each primary will likely go on to win in the special general elections, which are slated for April 1st. President Trump has endorsed Chief Financial Officer Jimmy Patronis and State Senator Randy Fine, who are both considered favorites in the 6th and 1st districts, respectively. Gaetz's resignation from Congress and Waltz's appointment to the Trump administration helped bring Speaker Mike Johnson's already slim majority down to 218 Republicans to 215 Democrats. And with Trump's U.N. ambassador pick Elise Stefanik expected to be confirmed, that majority would drop down to 217. Bernie Bennett reporting.
But now I had 114 points, the NASDAQ composite adding 362. This is SRN News. President Trump reinstates two pro-life rules.
The Hyde Amendment limits taxpayer funding of abortions in this country, and the Mexico City policy denies U.S. money to any foreign entity that performs or promotes abortions. President Biden rescinded both of those rules after he came to the White House as part of a larger strategy to promote abortion. In fact, Mr. Trump had to revive the amendment and the policy when he first took office back in 2017 after his predecessor, Barack Obama, had killed them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
This week's commemorations to mark the 80th anniversary of the liberation of the Auschwitz death camp also a reminder of how few Holocaust survivors are still alive to tell their stories. There is a somber awareness that there will be far fewer in the future, even as new wars make their stories as relevant as ever. As living memory fades, the mission of remembering falls to the next generations and key institutions. This is SRN News. Consumer confidence dipped for the second consecutive month in January. The Conference Board said its Consumer Confidence Index fell to 104.1 from 109.5 last month. Correspondent Ed Donahue.
The index's measure of short-term expectations for income, business, and the job market was 83.9. The Conference Board says a reading under 80 can signal a potential recession in the near future. But the proportion of consumers expecting a recession over the next 12 months remains stable at the low end of the range.
CNN anchor Jim Acosta says he's quitting after nearly two decades rather than accept a move from a morning time slot to a less visible midnight slot on the East Coast. Acosta was a major irritant to President Donald Trump while a White House correspondent during Trump's first term, even having his White House press pass briefly suspended. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.